Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling in from Nashville, Tennessee, out on a little road trip here and having a lot of have some great meetings up here, a lot of excitement on the SEIA Highway. We are Triple Diamond and also still in the Global Council. And there's a lot of things to be excited about today in SEIA land, and was really with what's starting to happen out there. Because, you know, I always want, a lot of times I'll get in front of people and I'm doing a presentation. Have you ever thought about how to evaluate an opportunity? And a lot of times when I ask that, most people don't know how to really, they think about it, they're kind of puzzled. Sometimes they go to presentations, they hear stuff, but they really don't know how to evaluate an opportunity. Now, when it comes to SEIA, it's really unique. It's a category creator. It's a product absolutely stand on its own, has zero competition, and sometimes it's hard for us to get our arms wrapped around this. I've been a part of this company for 4.5 years. There's a lot of things. I've always been labeled as the business guy, but I would not be a part of SEIA if it would not be for the product. And my sponsor happened to be Jerry White, who always been labeled as the product guy, but he wouldn't be here if there wasn't a business. But it is like a healthy marriage when it comes to this company with what this technology means to people in the field, and also when it comes to building a network. My sponsor, Jerry and Marshall White, have absolutely been phenomenal when it comes to being mentors in this business. They're ambassador diamonds in this company. They're part of the Millionaires Club. But Jerry's also been a head researcher at Shriners Hospital. He's trained Olympic athletes, and his bio is extremely extensive. This past weekend, he's at a medical conference and had a chance to be around some of the top medical minds in medicine and science today. Now, I was talking with him just yesterday about some of the things that started to happen. And I said, Jerry, we've got to get online and start talking about this stuff. So, Jerry, are you with? First off, I'll make sure you're with us. Are you with us?
Hello, hello.
So we've both been a part of a SEIA going on 4.5 years now. And from your perspective from day one, when you were really digging into stuff, how long did you do research on a SEIA before you really started to really embrace this?
Well, I'm somewhat embarrassed to say about 3.5 years.
So, and you really kind of dug into stuff, and you knew the ins and outs, and you come from a different perspective, a medical background and scientific background, and I can really appreciate you doing it. Now, once you made a decision to be a part of this, really from back to, 4.5 years ago, what was your perception from as you got going? How has it changed from then to today?
Well, thanks for that. My first perception of SEIA was based on the conviction of the leaders that really put me over the edge. The science was fascinating to me, but I didn't fully grasp it. And now I know today why. It is hundreds of times bigger than I could ever have imagined. And yet, there was this conviction on the part of the founders. You can see it in the Genesis video. I've talked to them directly. And I've rarely run across people, in fact, probably just a couple in my lifetime, who had such a clear vision and such an absolute rock-solid conviction that where they were and what they were doing was one of those almost never in your lifetime experiences that they wanted to get to the world, and just with a heartfelt invitation, we're asking, who will do this with us? Through that, I also noticed that there was this maturity, there was this surety, there was this absolute unwavering conviction on their part, and that was what a great thing in a world that's so shaky and everybody wonders, am I right or what am I wrong, to have something that strong in conviction. The product itself at that time began to make sense because I could use it on people and had a very high success rate, so the product was without question. But boy, was I short on what it can do, and we're going to share a lot of that tonight.
So you're at a conference, and have you, I mean, I know you hit some things this past weekend. Just in the past few weeks, are you starting to come across and starting to see more about this that really kind of explains to people why the time is really now?
Oh yeah, absolutely. One of the big things was you can gather all your information from limited sources in a new arena, because there really are limited sources to gain information from. The literature is replete in medicine and in science that this thing called redox signaling is the deal. It's everywhere you turn, whoever runs into it says, this rewrites everything. But in every case, they all say, if someone ever could stabilize and provide a bioactive, safe product associated with it, it would be the beginning of one of those industries that you'll watch skyrocket into one of the major players in the world. But nobody in their minds, in the researchers who put things on the scientific archives, they just didn't know it existed. So there were these two parallel worlds. There was one that just kept saying over and over and over again, if somebody could ever come across this, we keep knowing more and more. And the world of ASEA, where we have it, at least the beginnings and a very powerful set to start with, and the two have not come together. So now, and part of this discussion from this weekend, is where those worlds are beginning to collide and open up vast vistas. I keep likening it in my own head to the beginning of the space program, or the first time two computers were ever put together to start this new industry called the Internet. And then we wonder how much has grown from that. How much have our lives changed since those two computers were put together? And before that, the space program, nearly everything we have in physiology and health and computerization, all was birthed in this concept of peacetime pursuit of something we could do that was bigger. And this is the next best, this is the next wave. It took a lot of years to get here, but literally that's how big it is.
So let's start talking about what happened this weekend. What happened?
Well, I went to a conference of breakaway physicians and medical practitioners who basically say, you know, many of them were cardiologists and anesthesiologists and standard board certified physicians, endocrinologists and oncologists, and all of them had become frustrated that it seemed like the tools they had to battle the bad stuff wasn't enough, or it was absolutely the wrong direction. So in each of their cases, they really risked their future to say, we're going to chase what really is as opposed to what has been the norm. And so this conference was a gathering of these physicians who have started to move toward what we call alternative and complementary medicine. And it's very interesting. One of our guys from our group, Avi Herskowitz, who is a cardiologist, has chosen to do the same. And he kind of helped us to get into this conference and really take a look at it. And what we were looking at, started becoming aware that because we were bringing up ASEA in our conversations with people, it was as if they looked with reverence at who we were and what we did. Why is that? Because of the major speakers who got on the stage, they would say, I have now run across the concept of redox signaling and a company called ASEA, and all of you need to know about it. And as the weekend unfolded and the discussions carried on, this is what happened. You see, we came to I see you with some initial information. The stuff I got was about 7.5 years ago when I began to start to take a look at it. And there were some suppositions made. It was a brand new science. There's been a lot of growth since then. And what you all have learned in your discussions of ASEA is that these very special molecules made in the most important thing you have to do every day, which is breathe, are monitored by the cells and then become the signaling material that allow the cells to determine what's going on in our environment, how are we doing, when to start, when to stop, how to talk to the other parts of the cells to adapt to an ever-changing world. That seems pretty amazing and foundational, and each cell has to fend for itself and get its own information. What we learned this weekend was actually by a couple of these incredible physician science / scientists, some of the ones who were the premier there at the event, who began to paint a picture that I don't know that any one of them even put it all together. And it was even including Dr. Gary Samuelson, who stabilized this ASEA, is the smartest man in the world on redox signaling. And as we began to start to compare notes and look at people's results, we found out a picture that began to unfold that did this. We've all known that we're a part of the world we live in, and it's very important that each part is respected and each part has a part to play in the quality of life. It was created that way on purpose. But this, putting them together, is pretty crazy. One of the discussions was on why we're seeing such a radical increase in the really nasty diseases of life. And why are they coming 10, 20, 30, even 40 and 50 years earlier than they used to? Why are we seeing statistics that show for the first time in history people in the age groups around Generation X and beyond are beginning to die before their parents? They're beginning to get diseases their parents didn't get for 30 to 40 years. Why are we seeing things in neurologic problems with young children that have gone from, one of them in specifically, from 1 out of 50,000 births 12 years ago to now 1 out of 45 births? What is happening? And the results are pretty staggering. What we're finding is that around each cell is a what's called a tight junction cell. And these cells hold each other together very tightly. It's very hard to rip skin, and it's because of those. But they have a secondary function, actually several functions. And in the intestines and in the brain, in the nasal passage, the throat, the mouth, the tongues, anything that's sort of exposed to the outside, and the brain, there is a protective layer between the outside and the in. And that protective layer has a couple of very interesting functions. One of them is to make sure that the things that are inside the digestive tract that are critically important for your survival don't seep through into the inside of the body. But there are certain pesticides and antibiotics that are absolutely, the scariest things I've ever heard of, where we're beginning to change, and we took this general sense that antibiotics were a great thing, but pretty soon we began to realize that you could kill the good guys with the bad guys, and that the bacteria, there are some that really are necessary. This is the first revelation. Bacteria and 300,000 different varieties of small, what we call parasites, are there on purpose.
know, we talk about parasites as being, ew, ick, there's a worm here or something. I'm talking about something very different. This is a parasite that lives inside of us that is required to help you adapt to the world. See, it's all designed in an amazing way that these parasites and these bacteria and the viruses and the molds, there are each and every one of these specialized species of these things have helped us to adapt to crazy things we're doing to ourselves within our world and what we ingest and all that. And we wondered, how does the body have so much ability to adapt? It is because these assist each in its own way. And there's a communication system, not just between cells, or not just inside the cell, between departments, but between the cells themselves, and critically important for life on planet Earth, we need to communicate with those organisms in a synergistic fashion that makes everything work. Well, guess what the communication system consists of? Redox signaling. So where we thought this was just inside the cell and communication within the cell, there are channels in these junctions that hold the cells together that look like fiber optic cable networks. And what passes through those networks? Redox signaling molecules in what we call a binary language, very similar to what we see in computers. That can also carry to all of the different organisms, and so there's a mass communication system that, if disrupted, can cancel your ability to adapt to a rapidly polluted, changing world. And as we as a society continue to pollute and change and try to eliminate sections of that, unbeknownst to us, that were critically important, redox signaling becomes more and more important every single day to the very survival of you and your family. And that with the applications of these, if we can reestablish the redox signaling numbers, values, and capacities, we literally can begin to adapt to the world in almost unlimited ways. But if we do not have the ability to make more mitochondria, and that appears to be the case except for extreme low-calorie diets, it's just sort of a weird situation if somebody has to live on 800 calories a day, then their body could make more mitochondria, and most of you probably will never see that day. The deal is we have to add these redox signaling molecules back. And then once we do, we now have the ability to do to communicate with this incredible vast network. Everybody that was beginning to realize this, these very well-trained professionals who had been working with all the other areas of health, and that would be the newer thoughts on light and sound waves and testing of the blood, of nutrition-based materials and water-based materials, infrared light, magnetic fields. All these people began to realize that without the communication mechanism, they can't even start to have a hope. You and I are sitting on top of something that is far beyond a luxury. It's far beyond the ability to, gee, let me get over this annoying discomfort or this problem that I have, or this blemish. It really has to do with gathering together, number one, and being healthy enough to get out of our own way. Then once we do that, where do we go from here? Well, then we gather together with fresh minds that have a positive attitude. One of the things they were telling us is that dementias now are being seen almost 100% of people age 35 and over have some form of dementia. And that it has not been seen before 60 prior to these recent years.
the numbers of people that are getting these incredibly dread diseases, like, for example, type 2 diabetes, never occurred in anybody 25 years ago that was under the age of 55. Today, the fastest growing groups are 13 to 25 years old. And why are they doing that? Because we lack redox signaling. We lack the ability to adapt to the world around us. Together,
Jerry, you're breaking up.
Covered. And because I've got my camp and my needs and my family covered, I'm ready to be the assist in the life raft to help the people that are coming along. And I think it was so stunning and so profound to me, names that I've only revered from the literature and studies that I did in medicine, standing on the stage and saying, of all of the things that you all represent in this room, this is the key link of all of it. It's the most fundamental piece. One discipline after another, they're coming to that complete realization. So I tell you what, we sat down, and there were Maureen Hayes, Dr. Maureen Hayes, and Masami and I, and we began to talk to ourselves about, okay, this is way more important than we ever imagined. It's not just us. So how do we gather? How do we use human nature to inspire and to bring all of you to an awareness that this is big? It's big beyond our wildest imagination, and we have been the ones who, by fortune and friendships, have come to the fore, and we are the ones who know about it. It is not a cute little thing. It is not something that we should put out there only as a remedy for somebody's problem because they have an expectation that if I don't feel the problem anymore, it will go away. When you look at the statistics of what's coming in terms of people's health, you'll begin to realize that none of us should be off of this because your body is going to be losing that ability to rapidly adapt to almost anything if you don't have the redox signaling to do it. I don't know, Terry went on a little bit, but
hey, it's good. And I am going to open up questions for people here in a second. And before I do so, where do you see this? I mean, where do you see this going in the, I mean, cause you,
well, here's
you
the big deal, Terry, is this is not just going to be a luxury. It is going to be a major necessity, and it's going to become an awareness of society around us. The conviction that we have for what we do, I love the old saying that says those with experience are never at the mercy of those with an opinion. People with opinions are still believing that the world is flat in this case scenario. We now know very clearly that all the lines of commerce around the world, when the world was discovered not to be flat, changed the history of how everything worked. And we're all about in that position. But we're in it so big that it's almost unfathomable to imagine how big it will be. Your choice and mine is how much of the peace do we want? How big a difference do we want to carry to our grave, the legacy that we take with us? I remember Bertus Norton was asked, why did you do this? And he said, for the legacy, what I'm going to leave. And he asked each one of us, will you help me? And that's really been playing on me because we've gotten to a point where, at first, this model of all of us working together has helped us to get over ourselves, get over the need for constantly, inefficiently taking ourselves out of the game by believing we didn't have enough finances. And now we do. And now we have to ask ourselves, what good can we do to give back? So what's this going to be? Where is it going to grow? And how big is it going to be? I've never fathomed anything to be 1/100th as big as this will probably be in the next 30 years as people become more and more helpless in medicine to change or to assist. Because if you're, somebody once said, it doesn't matter how fast you run if you're on the wrong track. We're finding too many remedies that don't work anymore. We're finding too many that don't affect the problem you're trying to affect. Why? Because as they were all discovering these positions, it all cannot work without the communication system of redox signaling.
Jerry, this has been phenomenal, man. And if you don't mind, do you mind if we open it up? I don't have questions.
Sure, absolutely.
So guys, here, let me put some little ground rules in play. Please, when you come on this, I am keeping it recording because I think there'll be some great questions. Just remember, this is not a medical product. Don't start asking specific questions around certain diseases and stuff. But for those of y'all who have any questions or comments for Jerry White, hit *6, state your name, where you're calling in from, and ask your question or share your comment. Just hit *6.
Hey, Jerry. Stephen Lair out of Georgetown, Texas.
Yo-ho.
So earlier you were talking about all the surfaces within the body, and it sounded like there is an evolution that we're all going through as a human species where, due to pesticides, perhaps it was contributing to what some people are calling leaky gut syndrome. Is that what you were suggesting?
Well, they interplay, and here's where the interplay occurs. In leaky gut and leaky brain syndrome, what you're dealing with is that the tight bonds that hold the cells together allow things to stay on one side and not get through to the other, as I mentioned before. But if those tight bonds are broken, two things happen. Number one, things that are supposed to be on the left get on the right, and your body attacks them as if they were a virus or, an invading bacteria or something, and cause inflammation, which then becomes the largest killer in the world. The bigger picture, even than that, although that's a symptomatic thing that's fairly quick, is we can repair the mechanism. And we must repair the mechanism. Why? Because the signaling that communicates the cell to everything else is also in that junction. So as we go about reducing the number of non-organic fruits and vegetables or foods that you eat, all these plants are being grown in a water-soluble pesticide that within minutes destroys that junction or pulls them apart.
Right.
So what we're dealing with here are being able to put them back together so all the communication can commence. And you're going to see some things as we go along where the body is going to have an assist to do all that.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Well, I think I shot over their heads, Terry.
No, thank you, Steve, for the question. Anybody else got any questions or comments, make sure to hit *6. Well, Jerry, I think you just knocked it out of the park.
Hey, Jerry. Jim Glenn. Jim Glenn, howdy.
Jerry, you stop laughing at me, Terry. Jerry, you talk at such a level. I want you to, if you could, try to simplify this into a couple of sentences that I could say that the people I talk to tomorrow would be able to have this make sense. Is that possible?
Let's try this. Back when Henry Ford was building automobiles, he, like everyone else, was the first ones he made. All automobiles were made by hand, and each skilled practitioner could make about 3 cars a year. And that didn't take much communication. one person in the shop, maybe going out and picking up a few materials, and could kind of live on its own. What happened was that Henry Ford began to use multiple people in an assembly line, putting many hands to work where each had a specific skill. As they put that together, there became a need for a tremendous amount of coordination and interplay between departments, but the efficiency went up so much that they could make 1,400 cars a day. Your body is vastly more complicated than that auto was to build. And the number of participants in making that body work is staggeringly greater than that. So imagine how much communication would be required to not only build the thing in the first place, but to manage it while it's changing and healing on the run. The critical nature of what we do is to allow all those departments to have the ability to understand exactly where they are, what they need to do, and how the changes need to be made. The communication system that will do 100,000 things per second in every cell, and now we know even more, trillions of communication pieces and binary code between the cells and one another, and the cells and those, what we call biotic materials, other organisms within you, to work together. So as we have a more changing world, we need greater communication. But we're trying to destroy the things. Well, let me give you a couple of ways we can reestablish some of these organisms that we need so badly. They say, go out in your garden and dig in the dirt. They say, eat some produce that you produce yourself. They're telling us if you can just grow some yourself, within just a couple of percentage points, it will make us so efficient at producing something that your body can pull these microbes from the soil and what you grow that you're missing from commercially available stuff. It literally can almost bankrupt the big chemical companies that are using huge amounts on large fields, and we could eliminate that in if every family just grew one crop for themselves. That part we can take our as a sort of a mantle to help establish these little helpers within your system, and then we can use the ASEA to communicate with them. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Thank you, Jerry. You just seem to have a whole different level of enthusiasm that I haven't heard before in a while. So this is amazing stuff. Thank you.
Well, the thing that I haven't shared with you, I once had a friend that was an incredible speaker. And he said, I can walk into a room and begin to say, and I kind of haven't done this to all of you yet. And he said, I can offer you this phenomenal help. He said, like life jackets. But if you're all sitting in the middle of Texas and it isn't raining outside, you might not think you need a life jacket. And he said, my job as a speaker is to flood the room. And so in flooding the room, let me just tell you that the world you live in and the people you love and those who are around you are in such dire need of this change. And if it does not change, it is a giant stop across the board almost completely. And yet, we're sitting with the ability to already fix it. How big a deal is that if you really get it? If everybody really needs it and you start to provide the ability to make those people who are ready for the future that will help the millions, billions of people to get through it all, I guess that's a big deal. So we have to become something much bigger ourselves. And to me, that provides a battle worth fighting and a legacy we can take to the world. And none of us have to be experts in health. We just have to do a few things. Consume the ASEA, help people get the message. Let those who are good at what we do in terms of telling certain stories tell those stories. We'll build an army that will give hope at a time when it will be greatly needed.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. William Friedman, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, Jerry, you know, I've been involved with ASEA for, roughly 3.5 years now, and you know, I've seen amazing things happen for people. And I think because I've been around for as long as I have, which is only about half as long as you have, even with all of the miracles that I have witnessed myself firsthand, the question I have for you is, I kind of believe, based on what I'm hearing from you tonight, that we are seeing possibilities that we can't even imagine yet. That, that based on dosage, based on time, that we are possibly going to experience things that we can only dream of.
Yeah, sure. And especially since more and more people are beginning to drown, that more and more people are beginning to realize that the standard stuff that they're going out there to get is not the life preserver that they need. But I'm also going to share with all of you the reason why I'm so doggone convicted after this weekend. Most of what happens, if you just approach people for some momentary irritation in their lives, they will consume the product to alleviate their momentary or sort of incredibly annoying problem. And then they wander away and go to the habits they're being taught every day in the world around them. And they will fall right back into what they had and worse. I don't notice it, so I'm not going to worry about it. Now, there is a subset of people who began to realize that they needed to augment their nutrition. And an entire industry was born that has become gigantic. We knew now that people were introduced to, you must look better in order to be a functioning part of society with self-worth. So an even larger industry was born. What we're going to see with this, and as we become the biggest piece that we need to establish within ourselves and the people around us, is what could we do to band together to learn to solve problems, to become fully effective no matter which way the world turns. That is what we bring to the table. And the world is so screwed up right now, if you do not get this, you will be forced to get this. And it will come to your children and your loved ones, and it'll come many years sooner than you ever thought possible. There are going to be people within these generations that are going to have diseases of 80-year-olds in their late 20s. It is coming, it is true, and it's there. So with our own responsibilities, let's get ourselves out of the way and make ourselves the rescue future by putting ourselves on that long trip. If we talk about our overall health and vitality and life and share wonder and excitement and the sense of accomplishment with each other, we're much more likely to stick together. So we're going to go one step beyond just trying to survive to a step that says, let's excel. Let's live that amazing life, the uncompromising life, the abundant life. And as we do that, we will become many, many, many more times attractive. Things where young people are losing hope. They don't have anything effective to do. And we're seeing many of them take their lives is just simply because they don't think they matter. You bring them along and help them matter in this game, and you're going to have a bunch of people with focused thoughts, with ideas, and with the ability to work together. I'm so excited about where we're going because people will not get off auto ship if they know that almost your very survival depends upon it, but it's a dues, if you will, for being able to become almost anything you can believe in with a group of people that you love. That's what we need to move to. Everybody will continue to use the products. You're going to see stuff coming out of these meetings, these medical meetings, that will rip your shoes off and floss between your toes. They're going to have so many ways and reasons that you're going to use to see a, just establish a base that's aware. It will take off.
Wow, thank you. That was amazing. Thanks, Jerry, and thanks, Terry. Amazing call.
You bet. Thanks, William. Anybody, hey, Jerry, by the way, normally I always check the numbers. The numbers are growing on the call tonight. Anybody else got any questions or comments? Hit star six.
Hey, Jerry, this is Patrick from Austin.
Patrick, you're the dude, man. I want you all to just sort of tip your hat to Patrick. He's been changing the world in a science that has to do with eyes, and you're seeing the same thing with these professionals, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's actually, you see Starry just kind of, oh, wow, what is it? How does it work? I want some. It really floored me. How you take someone who usually knows everything about everything, and then all of a sudden there's a new paradigm in town, and they just go gobbledygook just trying to get over each other to get some. And I was really, really impressed with the response that I had when I'm thinking, yeah, maybe lucky four of these people may take a shot with it. And it was pretty much 90% who I talked to wanted to try it for themselves and or bring it into their practice. I've really grown the same type of conviction that you have in regards to that, and seeing, you know, this community grasp that, because usually they're hands off, you know, at arm's length. I know everything. We don't need any of that. What kind of snake serum are you bringing? And this is a whole different ballgame, because I've been around different products in this industry for 12 years with these individuals, and I've never seen any uptake like this before.
It really does build your conviction, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I tell you, I don't have time really to think or do anything else in my life as it is. But I tell you what, and when there's an opportunity to share a seat with someone, if someone just says something I pick up on and I'm walking by, or there's something going on in the clinical sense and I overhear it, I'm like, recommend to see you. And, you know, I tell you, 9 times out of 10, as long as they're protocoling or at least trying to use it right, they come back and they're like, that works. How does that work again? But I've really been impressed with it. And go ahead.
No, I think that's awesome. I just wanted to bring something you brought to mind. And for the average person trying to explain this, I often will tell people, if you break your arm, does the doctor's cast heal your arm? They go, obviously not. Well, what heals your arm? Your body does. So if we had the ultimate ability for your body to communicate with every system that does that fixing, wouldn't that be as important as anything you could do physically in your world? Now we find out that it actually communicates with a whole two other levels we didn't even know before. Holy moly, how big is this going to be?
This is huge. I mean, that's the only way that I can relay this in simple terms in less than 3 words is that it is a phenomenal product. Unseen, unknown, unheard. But the effects are astounding. And that's just kind of where I come from on that. One thing I wanted to ask you, though, and this may not be in your arena, but since we are discussing how phenomenal this is and how effective, quote-unquote, it is in assisting or guiding or whatever it is from a safe term to use to allow the body to heal itself, how protected are we with all of our investment in time and building this business from a legal standpoint with the patents and the protections? Because obviously people see something works, they want to get a piece of it. And people that have a lot of money, they try and find ways to get in there and get it. So I don't know if you have any insight on that, but
question.
I'd really like to know.
That's a great question. And first off, I'll tell people that Virtus Norton, who was the founder of this and saw more than any of us how big it could be, came from an industry where he was essentially – the architect and the driver of making Kraft Foods, taking from 18 different companies and putting them together to form what we currently call Kraft Foods, at a level of about 35 to 40 billion a year. This guy operated for 13 years at that level. There's a level in American business and in life that is well above our understanding. These are the types of people who are the sharks who know how to eat the sharks. And in that process, he put in motion safeguards. Let me give you a couple of them that will help. Number one, almost every lab of any instance or any significance in the world is trying to find how to stabilize safe bioactive redox signaling molecules. And we're the only ones that have come up with it in probably now over 20 years. Why? In part because there were two accidents and sort of a revelation that brings Gary Samuelson to tears. So if you were a brilliant company, one thing you would do, you would patent processes that would keep your processes in place, but you would not, that information would be completely available to the public. But wouldn't it be interesting if you withheld the two mistakes from the patent process and you withheld the revelation from kind of God and you just didn't put it in the patent office? They can run around, like I said before, it doesn't matter how fast you run if you're on the wrong track. The science of putting this together literally defies physics. One physicist said, based on what you're telling me, in order for this to do what it does, would be like putting hot and cold water in the same bucket and they don't mix. So with that, we have this very interesting conundrum. Here's another one. When Renew 28 was first developed, the assessment was it'll probably be pretty good, and it has actually become even more interesting. And this gets into a whole other category beyond the chemistry. How come it works three times in 5 minutes? That's another call. It's a big deal. But let's assume that you're up against another product, and your product is only wrinkle cream. In the marketplace, there's one called the Pearl that charges $300 an ounce. So they said, because we have the capacity, our distribution costs, development costs and manufacturing costs are very low in comparison to what they're doing. What if we were to price the ASEA, the Renew, at such a low price that it would bankrupt any company trying to put together a big enough research laboratory to recreate it? You see how some of this stuff works?
Oh, definitely.
So it's some very clever, very upper division thinking that protects us in those categories.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that insight. I've got even higher levels of jubilance now.
Hey, by the way, Jerry, Patrick Lawrence, our newest gold associate, he just went gold, man.
Holy cow, I want you to jump up on the table and flex your pecs, man.
Woo-hoo! How's that?
There you go. Awesome. That is absolutely admirable. That means a lot of people have been helped, and a lot of people have been helped to see that together they can make a big difference. So, Patrick, you're the man.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate you, Terry, Leland, everyone out there that has got me to this point. And I can guarantee you we're going further. This is we're in low gear. Get ready for high.
Oh, my cracky. Awesome. Here we go. But stick together, and I think that's the thing we all need to wonder and marvel at. The next great marvel is going to be watching you all learn to use the power of the credibility of honest, truthful stories with the people around you that are telling your prospects their life. We've got a call that puts that together, and it's changed everything for the people who use that process. So prepare yourself to learn. Each one of you has a part to play in what we do, and that part is your unique God-given talents and experience to be shared at the right moment. And a massive group of people who are doing those things for the right reasons, you almost become immune to disaster. It's awesome.
Jerry, I think that's a good note to close on, man. Guys, I hope you got as much out of this tonight as I did. Jerry, thanks, man. I appreciate you, especially keeping on with the education and staying in front of that stuff and being able to pass on that vision with us. But, man, I sure appreciate what you're doing. And, guys, get this out to your people as soon as you possibly can. You'll be able to get it for the next 7 days via recording on the phone, and then we'll have it uploaded onto the website after that. So, guys, fantastic job, Jerry. Appreciate you. You guys have a great night. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Jerry.